It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals.
Happy holidays and welcome to the Disneyland with Kids podcast. I'm Becca from This Crazy Adventure Called Life.
And I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth.
And we have a special episode because today we're in the same room. We don't live near each other, but Jessica has family here. She's visiting, so we thought, why not record a couple of episodes where we actually get to sit next to each other and have a conversation. All right, Jessica. So today I want to share holiday trivia with our listeners. And I got to tell you, I went to Disneyland, the kickoff of the holidays, with the intention of counting how many trees were in Disneyland Resort.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I lost count pretty easily. And like at first, I was like, okay, I can't include restaurants because there's no way I can get a dining reservation everywhere that might have a tree in it. And then I was like, okay, I better not include gift shops because that'll take a ton of time to walk in each gift shop because some of them have it. Yeah, I could not do a complete count. I lost track. There's so many. But, you know, hopefully Disney has it somewhere. Maybe we can look it up or someone else can, or Disney can just, you know, call us. Josh, you have Josh on speed dial here. I think we should find that out. Someone needs to tell us.
I know. Maybe we need a spreadsheet and we can like break it down by land and ride, and then we can assign it out to the Disneyland with Kids community.
Oh, so not like a potluck sign up, but like a help us count the trees sign up?
Yes. Okay. And you know what else this reminds me of?
What?
The gumball rally that ran by Mice Chat.
Yes.
They don't do it during the holidays, but those are the kind of things that they have, like how many cats are in Pirates of the Caribbean or something. And now every time like I go on ride, I think about it differently.
Yeah.
Because I did the gumball rally. It's usually in February. Mm-hmm. If any of you guys are interested in racing through Disneyland, let us know. I bet you we could hook you up with a discount on those racing tickets. But but for holiday's sake, who wants to count some trees? We probably need to know how many are in the entire Disneyland Resort. That would be insane.
Definitely. So while I couldn't count all the ones in the Disneyland Resort, I did count all of them inside of Cars Land. I think I may have missed some. But I even counted the ones inside of Flo's and the one inside the Cozy Cone. And just in Cars Land alone, I found 11 Christmas trees.
Oh, wow. Now, are there any in Avengers Campus? I don't think
I didn't pay attention enough. I spent such little time in Avengers Campus.
And like Star Wars, I don't think there are. But
yeah. So Star Wars, they don't have Christmas on Batuu. They have Life Day.
Yeah.
They celebrate. And that... So that's a totally different holiday. So if even if there was something that maybe kind of looked like a Christmas tree. Yeah. Oh, and then there was that. Like, what do I count as a Christmas tree? Because there was the like
illustrated trees.
Yeah. And then like in Grizzly Peak, they just hang like ornaments and lights in the regular trees. Does that count as a Christmas tree? Mm-hmm. Like it was endless. And then you have the Santa meet and greets that have Christmas. It's just. It was too much.
Let's just say it's festive around the holidays.
Definitely. Okay. So what is a piece of trivia that you have
for us? Oh, okay. So my husband is super into dates. So whenever we're at Disneyland, he's like, what year did this attraction open? What, how many years have this been here? And that, and I know none of it. So if anyone is super into dates, listen up. You're going to memorize these and give some people a little bit of info while you're at the parks or just at home. So first, what is the first year that a holiday parade came to Disneyland?
I think 1982 is the same parade we have today. Never updated.
Great answer. A for effort. It was actually 1955, when Disneyland opened. The holiday parade debuted on Thanksgiving Day. So now we get our holiday parade a little earlier than that, but I thought that was really cool that they started off the tradition that very first year. And in that parade, there were several live animals on parade. So name some live animals that you think might have shown up in that holiday parade.
Reindeer. horses, because that's, they have those. If I wanted to go crazy, I'd have a polar bear.
A polar bear ice skating.
Yes. That's what we should have. They should have had that. Yeah. Like a trained polar bear. Anyways.
Sounds perfect. So I don't know if they did have those animals, but something that they mentioned on D23.com, which is Disney's official fan club page, is that they did have camels. They also had a llama and an ostrich.
Ostrich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the camel makes sense, you know, wise men,
yes,
the camel.
They had wise men as well.
Okay, and then I get the llama reference because that's a thing in South America and Central America too.
We have like Christmas llama wrapping paper.
Yeah, like that's a thing now, even.
Yeah.
Yes. I've never heard of a Christmas ostrich. So I don't know where that came from.
I don't
know
if it wore a Santa hat or passed out cookies. I'm not really
sure. Did someone ride it?
Yeah, that. Maybe Donald. I don't know.
It'd have to be
really
small,
strange.
Maybe. I don't know. But.
No.
Yeah. Who knows?
You know,
very ostrich miss.
Castle for the fireworks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
It was an eclectic group, we'll say.
Yeah.
And, but now we get reindeer. But
creepy
not,
reindeer.
Not in real life.
No.
I mean, not animal.
Yeah.
We get costume reindeer.
Yeah. We also get gingerbread men.
Those
and
are cute.
Creepy bakers. and then we get the super cute snowmen.
Yes. They are so cute. I would love to just like wear one of those costumes around town during the holidays, like do my shopping and that little, the one with the trucker hat that has like the Disney D on
it.
That one. So cute.
It is. Definitely.
And just little merry plump snowmen.
Yes.
Snow people.
So speaking of the parade, we joke all the time how it's never been updated. It's the same parade since 1980 something that we've watched our entire life. It really does need an upgrade, Disney. We've been saying this for years. Please upgrade it.
Yeah, but, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, but we do have to point out that it has had a few things added because obviously Pixar was not always around. So Pixar has been out. We have Toy Story characters in there. The other one is within the last 10 years, because it celebrates 10 year anniversary, Frozen has been added. And there's a whole Frozen float. There's a whole Pixar Toy Story float. So there have been a few things added, and it actually, the Frozen float, that could be a tongue twister, also brought a new effect to the parade, which is snow. So not only does the snow drain fireworks, you get snow during the holiday parade.
Cute. Yeah. And Frozen is so perfect for the holiday parade.
It is.
It's weird though, because Frozen is not weird, but it's weird that the parade has been around so long and I've complained about it so much that now it's actually like, oh, it's okay. I love this little Christmas parade.
I think that's
it's
what they're
so
banking
cute.
On.
Like now it's having that nostalgic where you're like,
I think that's
oh,
what they are banking
parade.
On.
It's so bizarre. Like, at what point do you get over the fact that it's been there so long that you can't stand it? And then you're like, oh, I watched this when I was a little girl.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be that ballerina.
That ballerina, man. So someone, while we were watching the parade this last trip, I was sitting with some people and they go, she looks just like Brynn from Dance Moms. I never watched Dance Moms. Did you?
I do, but I don't know who that
Brynn was. So she gave you the lowdown. Okay. Brynn was the one that came in like when the Ziegler's left and she wanted to replace the Ziegler girls as the stars and she was younger than the other girls. But yeah, that's who Brynn was. And she said that she looks just like Brynn. So Brynn, maybe it is you and maybe you're a dancer for the holiday parade. I don't know.
Another thing that you can find at Disney Holiday Trivia with Dance Moms. If Holly, one of the Dance Moms, and her daughter go there a lot.
Yes.
And I saw them there last time as well. And Holly is awesome. I follow her on Instagram, and I was like, oh, she goes to Disneyland all the time. And then we saw her last time, and I'll have another little holiday celeb trivia for you.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, so what's your next – why don't you do that one, then? Okay.
Well, who did I freak out because I saw at Disneyland this last time, and it is the queen of holidays.
Well, you just gave it away.
Yes.
Right, Katie?
Yes. Like, it was the best thing ever.
But it wasn't a holiday trip that you saw her
on. It was in between holidays. So yes. I basically helped her, like, gear up for the holiday season because I saw her, and she was there, and she was not there, like, working. Like, she was just there, and we...
I was wondering if she was, though, because it wasn't a part. It was during the end of Halloween that you saw her. It was not an Oogie Boogie Bash night. And right, she was, like, decked out. You can find it on social. But it almost looked like
It wasn't like a Disney promo. Like, they weren't filming her saying, like, here's her in front of the castle singing her song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm wondering, like, if they did it and then she just stayed in it.
Sure. It was a true, was a true thing, and I just felt that, like, holiday glow.
She had her kids with her,
and she looked amazing. And now my fandom for her is even bigger
through the roof. Oh yeah. And we're kids that were born in the 80s, so you know we're already huge fans.
She is it. She's so iconic, and it was amazing just to be in.
I remember that. Okay, so we already did a whole episode on It's a Small World Holiday, but mm-hmm. I have this new trivia, something I just noticed this trip. And I've rented this ride every holiday season multiple times to the dismay of my husband, but I was on my quest to count Christmas trees, and I was going to count.
Did you give up?
After this.
Okay, so a trip that you were in the parks for, like, 10 days?
Well, I was down in California for 10 days. I had 7 days in the park.
Okay. And so was it day one or day two that you're like, there are too many freaking trees?
It was day three that I decided there were too many in the parks.
Okay.
But then I was like, maybe I can just count them in It's a Small World. Because I was thinking of the big trees, right? Like,
nope.
So I started noticing tons the small trees that maybe we don't pay attention to. There's a tree made out of corn. I mean, there's so many.
This is bad.
But this is what I noticed. It's kind of like an Easter egg thing. And I'm wondering if I've missed something this entire time. So as you're going into the South Pacific, and there's the five little hula dancer girls, on each side of them were some trees. And I looked at them and noticed they had pears in them, and there was a bird on top. It was a partridge in a pear tree inside the ride. So now I'm wondering, has the 12 Days of Christmas been hidden within the ride this entire time?
Ooh. You would think that that was something they would tell us, but I don't know.
But maybe it's like Hidden Mickey's.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as you ride, look around and let us know if you see any of those other things, like maids milking and
all
the things.
I was like, after I saw that, I'm like looking around, but I was right, like, and you're like 2/3 through the ride by that time.
And so does it, like, count it down, or are they just there? Or are they not, or we just have a partridge in a pear tree?
Yeah.
We need to know. We're on the lookout.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. So okay. Years. I'm gonna go back to some years.
Okay.
Give you some little tidbits. Okay, so over at California Adventure, Cars Land first got decorations for the holidays in 2012, but Luigi's Joy to the World and Mater's Jingle Jamboree didn't come till later. So what year do you think that they came? We had 2012 decor.
So we had the grand reopening of California Adventure in 2015. This is my math. I'm doing math right now. So when that reopened, it was still the tire ride at Luigi's, and it didn't get the overlay until it was changed.
Okay.
And so it was changed, like, a couple years later. So it would be, like, 2018-ish, maybe?
It was 2017.
Okay.
So you're really close.
I was really close.
And now I'm wondering if they did the Halloween one, like, the same year.
I would imagine. Or maybe the year after. Maybe they were a little late. We'll have to look that up.
That would be a good one to know. Okay. Staying in California Adventure, Festival of Holidays hasn't always been around. feels like such a staple. And like, what did you even do at California Adventure before Festival of Holidays? Like, why would you even go? Well, anyways, now I know why I go. It's Festival of Holidays. But what year did that debut?
So I'm not a foodie, and I do not know. And I know there's more to do than food there, blah, blah, blah. But the main attraction is the food for Festival of Holidays. So I have no idea.
Okay, that is 2016. Okay. So it's still pretty new when we're comparing to other things like our Christmas Fantasy Parade that's been around for like 30 plus years. And or then,
it's a Small World holiday.
Yeah.
The Nightmare Before Christmas of LA. Yeah, that's all been there longer than that.
So still pretty new.
Okay.
But still expanding.
Yes.
So what did you notice this last time you were there? So I've heard about this, but I haven't seen it.
They put up an extra stage. Mm-hmm. So it used to be all of these musical groups, like Mostly Kosher, Fat Cat Swingers, all of that was within the Paradise Garden Park area. Mm-hmm. Okay. But now they have a stage over in the Hollywood backlot, kind of over like Monsters, Inc. and stuff like that over by the, there's like the truck, the refreshment truck, and then the little corner something drink place. And there's a stage over there. And while Mostly Kosher also did their regular stage at Sonoma Terrace, they also performed over there. Nice. So there's now the stage in the Hollywood backlot, the Sonoma Terrace stage. There's the evening stage in front of the lagoon there. And then there's the stage inside of Paradise Garden, like Viva Navidad area over there by the restaurant. So that's four stages now.
So many places. Did you notice that they had one in San Francisco? Because there used to be one, but now
they did not have a stage set up there this time. So,
Yeah, so there's so much entertainment, so many things happening around California Adventure Park. And then at Disneyland, there's also tons of entertainment as far as like all the little bands that they have throughout the parks that are playing like Christmas music, holiday music, Dapper Dan, stuff like that.
Yes, definitely. So back at Disneyland, I forgot to look up the exact height, but take a guess, how tall do you think the Christmas tree is on Main Street, the main one?
I would estimate it'd be 60 feet.
Okay. I would say that's about right, probably, because I do know it breaks into six pieces that they put together. But one cool thing is back in 2018, that sounds about right, when we went to the holiday media event, that they had just replaced all of the ornaments on it. And they made them Victorian air style. But another thing they did with those ornaments is as it goes up the tree, the ornaments shrink in size to stay in scale.
It's so beautiful too. I love it. That tree is so iconic.
It is. Although it is hard to get a picture with the entire tree on, you have to kind of walk down Main Street and do one of those, move your arms to try and block the people behind you and have the whole tree. Well, that's all we have time for. We will see you again real soon. We hope you enjoyed all of the holiday trivia we have for you today.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.